Hi, listeners. Welcome to Reggae Inbox Radio Show. My interviewee tonight is a special guest. He is a songwriter. He is a musical producer. I am talking about Mr. Rusty Zin. First of all, I'd like to thank you to participate this interview with us. We are broadcasting to several web radios in Brazil, in Africa, and Europe too. Tell us, listeners, where are you from? And who is Mr. Zin?
I'm from the United States. I was born in a town called Long Beach in California, in Southern California. And when I was a little boy, my family moved up to Northern California, which is where I reside now for most of my life, really. Well, Rusty Zin is a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a producer, and an artist and entertainer. Everything music for me. That's what keeps me happy.
How was your first contact with the reggae music?
My first contact with reggae music was when I was a youth living in a town I grew up in called Santa Cruz. Lots of reggae in that town. Lots of Jamaican expatriate singers and artists wound up in that town. So I was no stranger as a little boy to Rastafari and reggae music, especially Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, you know, those kinds of artists back then. It wasn't till much later, when I was in my 20s, that a dear friend of mine who I was sharing a house with in Oakland started turning me on to the very early beginnings of reggae and rocksteady. So he was turning me on to artists like Alton Ellis, Ken Booth, Slim Smith, early Wailers, Desmond Decker, Jimmy Cliff, you know, on and on. And boy, that was it. I had the reggae mellitus from that point.
How can we find your social medias?
It's very easy to find me on social media. People can find me on Facebook under Rusty Zin. They can also find my fan page on Facebook, which is Rusty's Reggae. And then I also have a profile on Instagram, actually two, but the one that I use is rusty.zin.
In your musical productions, do you play any instruments?
Oh, yes. In my musical productions, I play instruments for sure. I play guitar, both pick and rhythm, also lead. I play percussion. I play bass. On my last production I did, which was a tribute to Honey Boy, I actually played keyboards on almost the entire release. And I also do harmony vocals, you know. And so, yeah, I like to pay a lot of attention to, you know, creating my music and creating the bass lines and the chords and all that kind of stuff.
In your opinion, what's the reggae music means to the world?
Well, from what I can see, reggae music means a lot of things to the world, but, you know, a lot of it means hope, means love, it means strength and equality and justice, but also, you know, romance too, because we can't forget that there's so many wonderful love songs in reggae music. And to me, love songs are just as conscious as any other subject within reggae music, because when you praise the woman, you also praise the creator.
Nowadays, all artists are living a new moment with the internet. What do you think about a streaming service?
As an artist, having been a performer, musician my entire adult life, I don't care for streaming. I don't care for the streaming service because the artists don't get paid properly. It's just another way for the artists to kind of get screwed and not really see what's coming in because it's going into somebody else's pockets. So while I realize that streaming is important to a lot of people nowadays, and you know, we can get the exposure and people can discover us through streaming, that's a positive aspect, but the musicians being paid accordingly through streaming is not good.
Could you tell us, listeners, about your musical job, please?
Well, my musical job has kept me afloat my whole adult life. It's kept my bills paid, my rent paid. It's music as a job is a necessity for me because that's what I'm qualified to do my whole life. But it's also a joy and a pleasure. I mean, without music, I would die. I couldn't move forward without music in my life. So music is more than a job for me. It's an absolute necessity and a passion.
Mr. Zin, some years ago, you were in Brazil, right? What is your opinion about Brazilian reggae movement, please?
Yes, I lived in Brazil for 3 months back in 2019. I mostly lived in São Luís, but I also stayed for a few weeks in Fortaleza and also visited other areas like Belém. My opinion, well, just what I see from the reggae movement in Brazil, it's unbelievable. I love it. I love how reggae music is become a part of the culture there, especially in the north of Brazil. I love the taste in reggae music that Brazilians have because it runs along the same lines of the kind of Jamaican music that I love. Lots of lovers rock and, you know, and early roots and, you know, lots of reggae from the 70s, which to me is kind of the golden age. I was blown away by Brazil and its reggae movement. Just completely wicked.
Mr. Zin, what message would you leave for your fans in Brazil and all over the world, please?
The message that I would like to leave to my fans in Brazil and all over the world is thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening to my music, purchasing my music, playing my music on sound systems and on radio stations. You know, I have a lot of gratitude in my heart for you all. Without Brazil, boy, I don't know where I would be because I have received the biggest amount of love for my reggae music from Brazil. So Brazil is a very special place to me. Blessed love to you all.
Mr. Rusty Zin, behalf of all, web radios from Brazil, Africa, and Europe, I'd like to thank you to participate this interview. One more time, I hope you peace, love, success, and unity. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking the opportunity to talk to me. It's been an honor and a pleasure for me. And I have to say, one love, blessed love to each and every one.